好，今天是6月16号，星期二，欢迎收看《美国观察》。正当美中关系因为新冠疫情还有贸易问题进入紧张局面之际，美国有媒体报道说，美国国务卿蓬佩奥将和中国的高级外交官员会面。不过，美中双方都还没有确认此消息。我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅的报道。
美国媒体 Politico 在上个星期五6月12号作出报道，表示美国国务卿蓬佩奥将会在本周之内与中国的高级外交人员见面，那么呢来商讨美中关系。外界揣测他们见面的人选应该就是中国外长杨洁篪。那么呢之后在中国的官方媒体人民日报在6月14号就接着发出了一个文章，叫做人民友好不可阻挡。那么这个文章呢看起来似乎是试图要缓和美中之间的紧张关系。之后南华早报在6月15号星期一则报道呢，他说根据消息指出，蓬佩奥国务卿将会与中国外长杨洁篪于星期三在夏威夷会面。那么美国国务院呢还有这个中国外交部目前都还没有证实这项消息。美国国务院方面呢目前没有宣布国务卿本周进一步的行程，只说星期一上午9点蓬佩奥国务卿在国务院当中与欧盟的外交事务委员会进行视讯会议。而中国外交部在6月15号的新闻发布会上，有记者问到蓬佩奥国务卿与中国外长杨洁篪见面的消息，对此中国外交部发言人赵立坚并没有正面回答，只说中美外交渠道保持沟通，若有进一步消息我们将及时发布。我们知道2020年1月中国国务院副总理刘鹤来到白宫与特朗普总统签订第一阶段的美中贸易协议之后，双方因为新型冠状病毒的疫情而进入紧张之关系。之后呢蓬佩奥国务卿也宣布经过评估，香港已经不再自治于中国。之后特朗普总统就宣布一国两制已经被一国一制取代，将开始引领失去香港失去优惠贸易的地位。那么这些呢都引起了中国方面的愤怒还有反弹。那蓬佩奥国务卿与中国外长杨洁篪最近一次的通话是在4月15号。根据中国官方媒体人民日报的说法呢，杨洁篪是应邀与蓬佩奥通电话，而双方谈了新型冠状病毒的疫情，还有全球供应链以及全球的金融稳定跟经济的稳定。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅的报道。
在过去的一周里，全美有许多州的疫情都出现了第二波上升，而曾经疫情最为严重的纽约州，在经济重启还有面临大规模的抗议活动之后，保持了全美最低的感染率。不过在过去的这个周末出现了一些可能是病毒加速传播的违规事件。
纽约市长库莫周日表示，在短短的几天时间里接获了25000起有关违反重启规定的投诉，主要问题出在纽约市的曼哈顿和长岛的汉普顿，在夏夜里酒吧和餐馆前聚集了过多的人群。
库莫州长警告，如果这种不遵守保持社交距离规定的违法现象继续出现，这些餐饮业者可能被吊销酒牌，而一些地方政府如不对此进行执法，则有可能令其重新回到关闭状态。
Enforce the law. You have large gatherings that are in violation of the law. This will most probably lead to a spread of the virus. Do your job.And enforce the law. If you do not, and this continues, we would have no choice but to take state action.
州长表示，全美22个州在重启之后感染率二度攀升，纽约州能够保持全美感染率最低，来之不易。过去这个周末已经持续了2周的抗议明尼阿波利斯黑人弗洛伊德之死的示威活动仍在纽约继续。但此前2天，库莫州长已经告诉他们，他们不需要再示威抗议了，因为他们已经赢了，他们的目的已经达到。周五，库莫州长签署了纽约州民主党领导的立法机构通过的一项全面问责警察的改革法案，内容包括禁止警察对嫌犯锁喉等数项改革措施。
The way we really solve this is we say to every police agency in this state, I believe should happen in the nation.Sit down at the table with the local community, address these issues, get to the root of these issues, get a plan, pass that plan by your local government, and if you don't, you're not going to get any additional state funds, period.
周五，民权活跃人士阿尔沙普顿牧师和埃里克加纳的母亲参加了州长的法案签署仪式。加纳于2014年在纽约被警察杀害。
You start with demonstration to lead to legislation, then reconciliation. Without the legislation, the demonstration is just an exercise. We work out every morning, the governor and I. This is not exercise. It is to change things. And by signing these bills, is bringing about the change.
It was a long time coming, but it came. And thank you. Thank you all very much.
库莫州长要求纽约州各地的领导者必须在9个月时间里负责完成各自地方警察局的改革立法。纽约市进入重启第一阶段后，有40万人上班，地铁是上班族必须使用的交通工具，也是最容易传播病毒的环境。为确保安全，纽约市捷运局每天对地铁车厢消毒，开始只能一次一节车厢，从上周五开始，新的设备可以做到一次一整列地铁。
So, based on our studies, and that's what this pilot will fully uncover, the amount of time that the UV light will be applied on a train may vary between 15 and 30 minutes. Right now, we're assuming it's 30 minutes. The idea is when the train pulls into the maintenance facility, such as the Corona shop here, we would set up the lights across the length of the train, apply power, go through a 30-minute disinfection cycle, shut down power, remove, and repeat that process, train by train basis.
纽约州在处理新冠疫情抗疫示威、重启经济等复杂问题上却有不同于别州的独到之处，包括处理有争议的历史人物的雕像问题。库莫这位民主党籍的意大利裔纽约州长说，他认为哥伦布在某种程度上代表了意大利裔美国人对美国的贡献。美国之音方冰九岛纽约报道。
乔治亚州亚特兰大市的警察枪击致死事件进一步加剧了目前的抗议示威活动，而要求两党在全国范围内解决警察暴力的呼声也越来越高。来看报道。
星期五晚上，亚特兰大警察靠近了一辆汽车，里面27岁的雷沙德·布鲁斯克似乎扶着方向盘睡着了。当时他驾车在快餐店外排队等候点餐，警察试图拘留布鲁克斯时，他拒绝逮捕，导致双方交手。随后，在一系列警察随身摄像机、快餐监视器和旁观者手机录像的记录中显示，布鲁克斯显然在逃跑时使用了一名警官的电枪泰瑟枪。随后，一名警官开枪导致布鲁克斯死亡。
While there may be debate as to whether this was an appropriate use of deadly force, I firmly believe that there is a clear distinction between what you can do and what you should do. I do not believe that this was a justified use of deadly force and have called for the immediate termination of the officer.
一天后，扣动扳机的警员被解雇，亚特兰大警察局长也辞职，事发地点的快餐店被大火吞噬。布鲁克斯之死引发了亚特兰大街头的动荡，而之前警察使用致命武力的事件已经在全国处于紧张不安的状态。
We need reformation of how police officers do their jobs, how law enforcement does its job. Because what happened yesterday to Rayshard Brooks was a function of excessive force and the decision thatThe fact that they were either embarrassed or, you know, panicked led them to murder a man who they knew only had a taser in his hand.
There has been a disconnect with what our expectations are and should be as it relates to interactions with our officers and the communities in which they are entrusted to protect.
华盛顿的国会议员们受到越来越大的压力，呼吁他们通过两党立法解决警察改革问题。特别是在弗洛伊德被警方拘留期间去世后，呼声很大。来自奥克拉荷马州的共和党参议员詹姆斯·兰克福德说，他支持禁止警察使用锁喉方式。
There's been a long-standing principle out there that is not needed for that situation, and there's been a consensus document that was done in 2017 by law enforcement around the country to say that that is not needed. So I think that's not an issue for us.
新泽西州前州长及2016年共和党总统候选人克里斯蒂指出，新泽西州卡姆登市警察改革取得的成功是其他社区学习的榜样。
We got police officers out of their cars, onto bicycles, on foot, and embedded them in the community, both from a law enforcement perspective and socially, George, working with the communities and working with young men and women in the communities to develop trust.Second was de-escalation training. And the watchword for the de-escalation training is first do no harm. And that violence is a last resort.
华盛顿的国会议员还在寻求立法上的共识时，一些州已经通过了大范围的警察改革，以回应过去几个星期来占据头条的美国大多数城市爆发抗议的活动。美国之音法拉报报道。
随着抗议示威活动席卷全美，军方的角色也越来越受到关注。而美国军队的长期传统是保持非政治状态，以保护和代表其人民。
在美国军方国民警卫队的支持下，联邦执法部门对拉法耶特广场的和平示威者使用武力的做法，引发了关于军方在公民社会中的作用的全国性辩论。
And it created an image, I think, that I think, again, gets after this idea of eroding the trust and confidence of the military.
约瑟夫·沃尔特将军是美国中央司令部前司令，现任宾夕法尼亚大学道德与法治中心执行委员会委员。他告诉美国之音，军方不参与国内政治的核心价值是最大的资产之一。
Was that an apolitical military serves the nation the best? It's what the intentions were of the founders, and it is one of the very important reasons why the American military remains the most respected institution in America.
在特朗普总统威胁要向美国城市部署数千名现役军人后，几位退休的高级军官发表了讲话。这个录音透露了国防部长埃斯珀跟几位州长提到抗议的问题。
And so, at my urging, I agree we need to dominate the battle space.
When we can focus on the potential conflict, in terms of dominating our own cities and our own people, it scares me to death, quite frankly. And if we don't do something about it, we'll look back and recognize this moment. This was the moment where really.We need to do something.
埃斯珀和美国高级军官还与总统一起走过拉法耶特广场，然后在之前一晚在抗议中遭到破坏的附近教堂外留影拍照。五角大楼官员强调，米利将军和国防部长埃斯珀都不知道总统的计划，只同意去广场感谢国民警卫队队员。埃斯珀表示，他对自己战场言论感到遗憾。米利星期四称，他陪同总统到广场的决定是他已经了解到的错误。
I should not have been there. My presence in that moment and in that environment created a perception of the military involved in domestic politics.
军人的非政治性不只是一种传统，它还在每位现役军人的入伍誓词中。
They're not swearing to support and defend the president, any president, whether.He or she be Republican or Democrat, they're swearing to support and defend the Constitution.
前任官员提出了这样的担忧，即总统经常无视或忘记这一点。
The president has been really accumulating a sense of ownership about the government, where he makes statements about the this is my military, or my generals, or my judges.So that it becomes possessive.
距离总统大选只有不到五个月的时间了，一些人担心当前有关军方在国内问题上的作用的辩论不会是最后的议题。
The military is going to be really tested, because this president will try to draw them into his political agenda.
美国之音记者巴布，华盛顿报道。
美国国会议员上周为乔治·弗洛伊德进行了追悼，人们也希望美国国会能够采取措施解决警方执法中的种族歧视问题。
乔治·弗洛伊德得到安葬，议员们在他的葬礼上表示，全美各地针对他的死亡而举行的抗议活动是一个转捩点。
George Floyd changed the world.
And we're going to make the world know that he made a difference.
在弗洛伊德的追思会上，有人呼吁在美国执法问题上做出改变。
Making sure that policing turns away from being a warrior and the denial of civil liberties and civil rights and turns into a guardian, that its focus is public safety.
弗洛伊德的兄弟在华盛顿游行，之前他向计划警察改革措施的国会议员作证。
The bill would make it easier for the federal government.To successfully prosecute police misconduct cases. It would ban chokeholds. It would end racial and religious profiling. It would encourage prosecutions independent from local police.
民主党的提案不同于抗议者要求的取消警方拨款，但许多议员希望将执法机构拨款转到其他事项上。其中一位推动者是民主党总统提名人拜登的副总统人选中的主要竞争者。
I support investing in communities so that they become more healthy and therefore more safe. Right now, what we're seeing in America is many cities spend over one-third of their entire city budget on policing.
白宫已经对民主党提案中的关键一项，就是不再让警察受到免于民事诉讼的保护，表示反对。在共和党控制的参议院，唯一一位非裔共和党议员正在起草一项有望达成协议的提案。
There's common ground between the House bill, our bill, and the White House bill.
美国国会大厦甚至可能会出现改变。有关拆除美国内战中战败一方的邦联领袖和将军纪念雕像的呼声日渐高涨。
Treason.They committed treason against the United States of America, and their statues are still here because their states put them here.
美国总统特朗普星期三在推特上誓言不会重新命名以邦联军事人物为名的军事基地。白宫还提出了有关警察改革的行政命令的意见，与国会议员们的努力分别进行。美国之音吉普森华盛顿报道。
TikTok 的新任 CEO 最近正式上任，在此之前，有许多美国的议员还有官员对 TikTok 可能会对美国构成国家安全的威胁提出了质疑。不过，观察人士对于这位新任 CEO 能否解决这个问题的前景表示并不乐观。我们来看美国之音记者魏芝的报道。
58岁的前迪士尼流媒体负责人凯文·梅尔6月1日正式上任为总部设在北京的字节跳动的首席运营长，以及旗下 TikTok 的首席执行长。他1993年进入迪士尼工作，以完成重大交易而闻名。 根据 TikTok 网站5月18号发布的新闻稿，作为字节跳动的首席运营长，梅尔将直接向公司创办人张一鸣汇报。梅尔将主导字节跳动在中国以外的全球发展，除了负责领导 TikTok 之外，还将主导字节跳动的企业发展、销售、市场、公共事务、安全、法务等。但是 TikTok 在保护用户隐私和是否对美国国家安全造成威胁方面一直饱受争议。美国国会两名参议员乔什·霍利和里克·斯科特在今年三月提出议案，要求禁止联邦雇员在政府配发的手机上安装 TikTok， 担心 TikTok 收集美国用户信息并与中国政府分享，有可能损害美国的国家安全。参议员霍利在推特上表示，这名新高管居住在美国，我期待听到他到国会宣誓作证。对于梅尔上任后是否将使 TikTok 的运营模式更符合美国企业的规范，缓解美国政府和公众对于该应用软件的顾虑，分析人士并不乐观。
It could go either way. He could end up being a puppet. He could end up really just doing the bidding of ByteDance. But it could also be that because he comes from such a high position in Disney, because the ambitions and vision of TikTok are so highThat ByteDance really listens to him and takes his input and augments its strategy.
When I think about the risks of, you know, downloading or using these apps from China, it's that we're looking at risk. And by risk, it's the risk of the CCP saying, you know, let's break glass in case of emergency. And it's in those instances where they might look at their national intelligence laws and ask companies for data. And so, you know, while you might have someone who's familiar with the U.S. and might, you know, make the app a little bit friendlier, be able to communicate with lawmakers, there's still that risk in the background.
当前新冠病毒肆虐的情况下，美中关系紧张，两位专家都认为，即使 TikTok 雇佣美籍高管，也不足以缓解这种紧张关系。
I think especially in the current political environment, you have lawmakers competing over how hawkish they want to be on China. You have a series of emerging escalations, in our foreign policy, that I think it's going to take much more than one personnel change. Actually, they're doing a lot of hiring, but it'll take more than a little bit of personnel change to improve TikTok's reputation in the U.S.
It may have worked in the past, but it's not going to work the same way now because post-COVID, the relationship between U.S. and China has changed so dramatically. And because technology is now driving geopolitics, a company like TikTok and all Chinese technology companies are really going to be in the crosshairs of the U.S. government.
美国之音记者魏之采访报道。
星期一，俄罗斯以间谍罪的罪名判处一名美国前海军陆战队队员16年的监禁。美国驻俄罗斯大使表示说，没有证据表明该名男子有罪，而且此举可能会损害美俄关系。来看报道。
星期一，俄罗斯判处前美国海军陆战队队员保罗·惠兰16年监禁，他被裁定为美国从事间谍活动，罪名成立。惠兰自2018年12月在莫斯科一间酒店的房间被俄罗斯当局逮捕以来一直被拘押。莫斯科说，这名50岁男子被捕时持有内存机密信息的 U 盘。惠兰不认罪，声称自己被陷害。他说， U 盘是一名俄罗斯熟人给他的，他以为里头存放的是度假照片。美国驻俄罗斯大使约翰·沙利文说，这起审判是对正义的嘲弄。俄罗斯检察官指控惠兰至少是一名美军上校情报官。美国外交官称惠兰的审判不公正，警告他的判决将损害两国之间的关系。美国一再表示没有证据表明惠兰有罪，要求释放惠兰。美国之音新闻报道。
最近全世界的体育活动都因为新冠病毒而被取消了，不过在美国，有些人开始关注如何让体育场进一步做到环保，我们一起去了解一下。
说起美国体育场的设计和实用性，我们已经从这个风貌摇身一变。这些新型体育场不仅外观具有未来感，而且通过装置太阳能电池板、 LED 照明和计分牌、废料堆肥设备和窗户的半透明涂层，将有助于让地球变得更干净。以马里兰州巴尔的摩市的 M&T 银行体育场来说，体育场管理处的设施副主任杰夫·普罗扎旺诺表示，这一切都是为了节约能源。
I had the team coming to us because they had a stake in the energy, asking us to reduce the electric bill. It was all fiscal at that time. Refrigerators would run empty all year round, I mean all off season. Coolers would run empty all season long, and then just turn them off.
节约能源不是 M&T 银行体育场和邻近的棒球场、卡姆登球场的精英公园采取绿化措施的唯一原因。菲尔·赫特森为马里兰体育场管理处负责资本计划项目和规划。
We made a conscious effort to address elements that both had a sustainable benefit and also a financial benefit.
M&T 银行体育场和精英公园的努力已经被一个国际评级机构，简称 LEED 的能源与环境设计先锋所认知。HOK 是全球领先的绿色设计、建筑和工程公司之一。该公司声称拥有一座获得 LEED 最高认证的体育场，也就是乔治亚州亚特兰大市的梅赛德斯奔驰体育场。没有球迷会错过体育场四处标志了回收和堆肥字样的垃圾箱，他的目标是要实现零浪费。克里斯·德沃尔德是 HOK 公司的管理合伙人。
It was the largest professional sports facility to achieve LEED Platinum in the entire world. I think that every project that we're able to incorporate sustainability in sports is a great step forward, a great achievement.
由4000块太阳能电池板所产生的可再生能源足以供电给10场亚特兰大猎鹰队的美式足球赛或13场亚特兰大联合足球队的比赛。马里兰州巴尔的摩的精英公园在1992年启用后的6年内成为美国第一个获得现有建筑LEED评级的体育场所。美国之音记者梅尔曼华盛顿报道。
继近十年来首次从美国本土发射载人火箭升空之后，美国航空航天局再次创造了历史。一名宇航员最近历史性的造访了海底的最深处，一起去看一看。
太空探索者并不总是在太空创造历史，有时候他们潜入深海。6月7日，宇航员兼海洋学家凯西·沙利文从关岛沿海潜入太平洋海水下约11公里，到达地球的最深处。沙利文成为首位造访位于马里亚纳海沟底部的挑战者深渊的女性，她也是既到过海底也去过太空探索的第一人。她在推特上发了这张照片，并附上世界海洋日的标签。6月8日是世界海洋日。在这张摄于2003年的照片中，与沙利文一同出现的宇航员帕梅拉·梅尔罗伊入选了本年度的宇航员名人堂。
You know, I have enormous respect and admiration for the people and the former colleagues that sit on the selection committee, and it can't help but make you feel good when people you respect and admire honor you in this way. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
梅尔罗伊的名字将和沙利文及其他 NASA 的受奖人一起刻在佛罗里达州肯尼迪航天中心名人堂展厅里。 NASA 在为登月任务做准备之时，也在关注地球上大自然的鬼斧神工。加州的研究人员正在研究他们戏称为鼻涕宫殿的水下构造，这些类似蝌蚪的生物用他们的粘液在头顶造出复杂的结构，这些粘液为他们提供保护并过滤食物。生物工程师卡卡尼卡提亚解释了这项深海研究。
We're hoping that this opens up, you know, other studies in terms of, you know, how are these structures built? How can we reconstruct them on our own? Like, could we make something similar to this? You know, these are expanding structures that may start like a millimeter in size, but reach a meter across. You know, how can we do that ourselves and build expanding structures?
这些生物是最接近人类的无脊椎近亲，它们建造的结构相当于五层楼的住房。这项研究可能有一天可以帮到那些正在研究如何在月球建造人类居所的 NASA 的工程师们。最后提一下，天文学家探测到来自遥远星系的一个定期重复的无线电信号，这是有史以来的第二次。位于英国的洛弗尔望远镜捕捉到了这个每157天重复一次的脉冲模式。科学家还不清楚造成这个特别而又令人着迷的现象的原因。美国之音阿拉巴萨迪华盛顿报道。
好 好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。今天是6月16号，星期二，欢迎收看《美国观察》。正当美中关系因为新冠疫情还有贸易问题进入紧张局面之际，美国有媒体报道说，美国国务卿蓬佩奥将和中国的高级外交官员会面。不过，美中双方都还没有确认此消息。我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄洋溢的报道。
美国媒体 Politico 在上个星期五6月12号作出报道，表示美国国务卿蓬佩奥将会在本周之内与中国的高级外交人员见面，那么呢来商讨美中关系。外界揣测他们见面的人选应该就是中国外长杨洁篪。那么呢之后在中国的官方媒体人民日报在6月14号就接着发出了一个文章，叫做人民友好不可阻挡。那么这个文章呢看起来似乎是试图要缓和美中之间的紧张关系。之后南华早报在6月15号星期一则报道呢，他说根据消息指出，蓬佩奥国务卿将会与中国外长杨洁篪于星期三在夏威夷会面。那美国国务院呢还有这个中国外交部目前都还没有证实这项消息。美国国务院方面呢目前没有宣布国务卿本周进一步的行程，只说星期一上午9点蓬佩奥国务卿在国务院当中与欧盟的外交事务委员会进行视讯会议。而中国外交部在6月15号的新闻发布会上，有记者问到蓬佩奥国务卿与中国外长杨洁篪见面的消息，对此中国外交部发言人赵立坚并没有正面回答，只说中美外交渠道保持沟通，若有进一步消息我们将及时发布。我们知道2020年1月中国国务院副总理刘鹤来到白宫与特朗普总统签订第一阶段的美洲贸易协议之后，双方因为新型冠状病毒的疫情而进入紧张之关系。之后呢，蓬佩奥国务卿也宣布经过评估，香港已经不再自治于中国。之后特朗普总统就宣布一国两制已经被一国一制取代，将开始引领失去香港失去优惠贸易的地位。那么这些呢都引起了中国方面的愤怒还有反弹。那蓬佩奥国务卿与中国外长杨洁篪最近一次的通话是在4月15号。根据中国官方媒体人民日报的说法呢，杨洁篪是应邀与蓬佩奥通电话，而双方谈了新型冠状病毒的疫情，还有全球供应链以及全球的金融稳定跟经济的稳定。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄亚毅的报道。
在过去的一周里，全美有许多州的疫情都出现了第二波上升，而曾经疫情最为严重的纽约州，在经济重启还有面临大规模的抗议活动之后，保持了全美最低的感染率。不过在过去的这个周末，出现了一些可能是病毒加速传播的违规事件。
纽约市长库莫周日表示，在短短的几天时间里接获了25000起有关违反重启规定的投诉，主要问题出在纽约市的曼哈顿和长岛的汉普顿，在夏夜里酒吧和餐馆前聚集了过多的人群。库莫州长警告，如果这种不遵守保持社交距离规定的违法现象继续出现，这些餐饮业者可能被吊销酒牌，而一些地方政府如不对此进行执法，则有可能令其重新回到关闭状态。
Enforce the law. You have large gatherings that are in violation of the law. This will most probably lead to a spread of the virus. Do your job.And enforce the law. If you do not, and this continues, we would have no choice but to take state action.
州长表示，全美22个州在重启之后感染率二度攀升，纽约州能够保持全美感染率最低，来之不易。过去这个周末，已经持续了2周的抗议明尼阿布里斯黑人弗洛伊德之死的示威活动仍在纽约继续。 但此前两天，库莫州长已经告诉他们，他们不需要再示威抗议了，因为他们已经赢了，他们的目的已经达到。周五，库莫州长签署了纽约州民主党领导的立法机构通过的一项全面问责警察的改革法案，内容包括禁止警察对嫌犯锁喉等数项改革措施。
The way we really solve this is we say to every police agency in this state, I believe it should happen in the nation, sit down at the table with the local community, address these issues, get to the root of these issues, get a plan, pass that plan by your local government, and if you don't, you're not going to get any additional state funds.Period.
周五，民权活跃人士阿尔·沙普顿牧师和埃里克·加纳的母亲参加了州长的法案签署仪式。加纳于2014年在纽约被警察杀害。
You start with demonstration to lead to legislation, then reconciliation. Without the legislation, the demonstration is just an exercise. We work out every morning, the governor and I. This is not exercise. It is to change things.And by signing these bills is bringing about the change.
It was a long time coming, but it came. And thank you. Thank you all very much.
库莫州长要求纽约州各地的领导者必须在9个月时间里负责完成各自地方警察局的改革立法。纽约市进入重启第一阶段后有40万人上班，地铁是上班族必须使用的交通工具，也是最容易传播病毒的环境。为确保安全，纽约市捷运局每天对地铁车厢消毒，开始只能一次一节车厢，从上周五开始，新的设备可以做到一次一整列地铁。
So, based on our studies, and that's what this pilot will fully uncover, the amount of time that the UV light will be applied on a train may vary between 15 and 30 minutes. Right now, we're assuming it's 30 minutes. The idea is when the train pulls into the maintenance facility, such as the Corona shop here, we would set up the lights across the length of the train, apply power, go through a 30-minute disinfection cycle, shut down power, remove, and repeat that process, train by train basis.
纽约州在处理新冠疫情抗疫示威、重启经济等复杂问题上却有不同于别州的独到之处，包括处理有争议的历史人物的雕像问题。库莫这位民主党籍的意大利裔纽约州长说，他认为哥伦布在某种程度上代表了意大利裔美国人对美国的贡献。美国之音方斌九岛纽约报道。
乔治亚州亚特兰大市的警察枪击致死事件进一步加剧了目前的抗议示威活动，而要求两党在全国范围内解决警察暴力的呼声也越来越高。来看报道。
星期五晚上，亚特兰大警察靠近了一辆汽车，里面27岁的雷沙德·布鲁斯克似乎扶着方向盘睡着了。当时他驾车在快餐店外排队等候点餐，警察试图拘留布鲁克斯时，他拒绝逮捕，导致双方交手。随后，在一系列警察随身摄像机、快餐监视器和旁观者手机录像的记录中显示，布鲁克斯显然在逃跑时使用了一名警官的电枪——泰瑟枪。随后，一名警官开枪导致布鲁克斯死亡。
While there may be debate as to whether this was an appropriate use of deadly force, I firmly believe that there is a clear distinction between what you can do and what you should do. I do not believe that this was a justified use of deadly force and have called for the immediate termination of the officer.
一天后，扣动扳机的警员被解雇，亚特兰大警察局长也辞职，事发地点的快餐店被大火吞噬。布鲁克斯之死引发了亚特兰大街头的动荡，而之前警察使用致命武力的事件已经在全国处于紧张不安的状态。
We need reformation of how police officers do their jobs, how law enforcement does its job. Because what happened yesterday to Rayshard Brooks was a function of excessive force and the decision thatThe fact that they were either embarrassed or, you know, panicked led them to murder a man who they knew only had a taser in his hand.
There has been a disconnect with what our expectations are and should be as it relates to interactions with our officers and the communities in which they are entrusted to protect.
华盛顿的国会议员们受到越来越大的压力，呼吁他们通过两党立法解决警察改革问题。特别是在弗洛伊德被警方拘留期间去世后，呼声很大。来自奥克拉荷马州的共和党参议员詹姆斯·兰克福德说，他支持禁止警察使用锁喉方式。
There's been a long-standing principle out there that is not needed for that situation, and there's been a consensus document that was done in 2017 by law enforcement around the country to say that is not needed. So I think that's not an issue for us.
新泽西州前州长及2016年共和党总统候选人克里斯·克里斯蒂指出，新泽西州卡姆登市警察改革取得的成功是其他社区学习的榜样。
We got police officers out of their cars, onto bicycles, on foot, and embedded them in the community, both from a law enforcement perspective and socially, George, working with the communities and working with young men and women in the communities to develop trust. Second was de-escalation training. And the watchword for the de-escalation training is first do no harm. And that violence is a last resort.
华盛顿的国会议员还在寻求立法上的共识时，一些州已经通过了大范围的警察改革，以回应过去几个星期来占据头条的美国大多数城市爆发抗议的活动。美国之音法拉报报道。
随着抗议示威活动席卷全美，军方的角色也越来越受到关注。而美国军队的长期传统是保持非政治状态，以保护和代表其人民。
在美国军方国民警卫队的支持下，联邦执法部门对拉法耶特广场的和平示威者使用武力的做法，引发了关于军方在公民社会中的作用的全国性辩论。
And it created an image, I think, that I think, again, gets after this idea of eroding the trust and confidence of the military.
约瑟夫·沃尔特将军是美国中央司令部前司令，现任宾夕法尼亚大学道德与法治中心执行委员会委员。他告诉美国之音，军方不参与国内政治的核心价值是最大的资产之一。
Was that an apolitical military serves the nation the best? It's what the intentions were of the founders, and it is one of the very important reasons why the American military remains the most respected institution in America.
在特朗普总统威胁要向美国城市部署数千名现役军人后，几位退休的高级军官发表了讲话。这个录音透露了国防部长埃斯珀跟几位州长提到抗议的问题。
And so, at my urging, I agree we need to dominate the battle space.
When we can focus on the potential conflict, in terms of dominating our own cities and our own people, it scares me to death, quite frankly. And if we don't do something about it, we'll look back and recognize this moment. This was the moment where really.
埃斯珀和美国高级军官还与总统一起走过拉法耶特广场，然后在之前一晚在抗议中遭到破坏的附近教堂外留影拍照。五角大楼官员强调，米利将军和国防部长埃斯珀都不知道总统的计划，只同意去广场感谢国民警卫队队员。埃斯珀表示，他对自己战场言论感到遗憾。米利星期四称，他陪同总统到广场的决定是他已经了解到的错误。
I should not have been there. My presence in that moment and in that environment created a perception of the military involved in domestic politics.
军人的非政治性不只是一种传统，他还在每位现役军人的入伍誓词中。
They're not swearing to support and defend the president, any president, whether.He or she be Republican or Democrat, they're swearing to support and defend the Constitution.
前任官员提出了这样的担忧，即总统经常无视或忘记这一点。
The president has been really accumulating a sense of ownership about the government, where he makes statements about the this is my military, or my generals, or my judges.So that it becomes possessive.
距离总统大选只有不到五个月的时间了，一些人担心当前有关军方在国内问题上的作用的辩论不会是最后的议题。
The military is going to be really tested, because
this president will try to draw them into his political agenda.
美国之音记者巴布，华盛顿报道。
美国国会议员上周为乔治·弗洛伊德进行了追悼，人们也希望美国国会能够采取措施解决警方执法中的种族歧视问题。
He is my God.
乔治·弗洛伊德得到安葬，议员们在他的葬礼上表示，全美各地针对他的死亡而举行的抗议活动是一个转捩点。
George Floyd changed the world and we're going to make the world know that he made a difference。
在弗洛伊德的追思会上，有人呼吁在美国执法问题上做出改变。
Making sure that policing turns away from being a warrior and the denial of civil liberties and civil rights and turns into a guardian, that its focus is public safety。
弗洛伊德的兄弟在华盛顿游行，之前他向计划警察改革措施的国会议员作证。
The bill would make it easier for the federal government.To successfully prosecute police misconduct cases, it would ban chokeholds. It would end racial and religious profiling. It would encourage prosecutions independent from local police.
民主党的提案不同于抗议者要求的取消警方拨款，但许多议员希望将执法机构拨款转到其他事项上。其中一位推动者是民主党总统提名人拜登的副总统人选中的主要竞争者。
I support investing in communities so that they become more healthy and therefore more safe. Right now, what we're seeing in America is many cities spend over one-third of their entire city budget on policing.
白宫已经对民主党提案中的关键一项，就是不再让警察受到免于民事诉讼的保护，表示反对。在共和党控制的参议院，唯一一位非裔共和党议员正在起草一项有望达成协议的提案。
There's common ground between the House bill, our bill, and the White House bill.
美国国会大厦甚至可能会出现改变。有关拆除美国内战中战败一方的邦联领袖和将军纪念雕像的呼声日渐高涨。
Treason.They committed treason against the United States of America, and their statues are still here because their states put them here.
美国总统特朗普星期三在推特上誓言不会重新命名以邦联军事人物为名的军事基地。白宫还提出了有关警察改革的行政命令的意见，与国会议员们的努力分别进行。美国之音吉普森，华盛顿报道。
TikTok 的新任 CEO 最近正式上任。在此之前，有许多美国的议员还有官员对 TikTok 可能会对美国构成国家安全的威胁提出了质疑。不过，观察人士对于这位新任 CEO 能否解决这个问题的前景表示并不乐观。我们来看美国之音记者魏芝的报道。
58岁的前迪士尼流媒体负责人凯文·梅尔6月1日正式上任为总部设在北京的字节跳动的首席运营长，以及旗下 TikTok 的首席执行长。他1993年进入迪士尼工作，以完成重大交易而闻名。根据 TikTok 网站5月18号发布的新闻稿，作为字节跳动的首席运营长，梅尔将直接向公司创办人张一鸣汇报。梅尔将主导字节跳动在中国以外的全球发展，除了负责领导 TikTok 之外，还将主导字节跳动的企业发展、销售、市场、公共事务、安全、法务等。但是 TikTok 在保护用户隐私和是否对美国国家安全造成威胁方面一直饱受争议。美国国会两名参议员乔什·霍利和里克·斯科特在今年3月提出议案，要求禁止联邦雇员在政府配发的手机上安装 TikTok， 担心 TikTok 收集美国用户信息并与中国政府分享，有可能损害美国的国家安全。参议员霍利在推特上表示，这名新高管居住在美国，我期待听到他到国会宣誓作证。对于梅尔上任后是否将使 TikTok 的运营模式更符合美国企业的规范，缓解美国政府和公众对于该应用软件的顾虑，分析人士并不乐观。
It could go either way. He could end up being a puppet. He could end up really just doing the bidding of ByteDance. But it could also be that because he comes from such a high position in Disney, because the ambitions and vision of TikTok are so highThat ByteDance really listens to him and takes his input and augments its strategy.
When I think about the risks of, you know, downloading or using these apps from China, it's that we're looking at risk. And by risk, it's the risk of the CCP saying, you know, let's break glass in case of emergency. And it's in those instances where they might look at their national intelligence laws and ask companies for data. And so, you know, while you might have someone who's familiar with the U.S. and might, you know, make the app a little bit friendlier, be able to communicate with lawmakers, there's still that risk in the background.
当前新冠病毒肆虐的情况下，美中关系紧张，两位专家都认为，即使 TikTok 雇佣美籍高管，也不足以缓解这种紧张关系。
I think especially in the current political environment, you have lawmakers competing over how hawkish they want to be on China. You have a series of emerging escalations in our foreign policy that I think it's going to take much more than one personnel change. Actually, they're doing a lot of hiring, but it'll take more than a little bit of personnel change to improve TikTok's reputation in the U.S.
It may have worked in the past, but it's not going to work the same way now because post-COVID, the relationship...between U.S. and China has changed so dramatically. And because technology is now driving geopolitics, a company like TikTok and all Chinese technology companies are really going to be in the crosshairs of the U.S. government.
美国之音记者魏芝采访报道。
星期一，俄罗斯以间谍罪的罪名判处一名美国前海军陆战队队员16年的监禁。美国驻俄罗斯大使表示说，没有证据表明该名男子有罪，而且此举可能会损害美俄关系。来看报道。
星期一，俄罗斯判处前美国海军陆战队队员保罗·惠兰16年监禁，他被裁定为美国从事间谍活动罪名成立。惠兰自2018年12月在莫斯科一间酒店的房间被俄罗斯当局逮捕以来，一直被拘押。莫斯科说，这名50岁男子被捕时持有内存机密信息的 U 盘。惠兰不认罪，声称自己被陷害。他说 ，U 盘是一名俄罗斯熟人给他的，他以为里头存放的是度假照片。美国驻俄罗斯大使约翰·沙利文说，这起审判是对正义的嘲弄。俄罗斯检察官指控惠兰至少是一名美军上校情报官。美国外交官称惠兰的审判不公正，警告他的判决将损害两国之间的关系。美国一再表示没有证据表明惠兰有罪，要求释放惠兰。美国之音新闻报道。
最近全世界的体育活动都因为新冠病毒而被取消了，不过在美国，有些人开始关注如何让体育场进一步做到环保，我们一起去了解一下。
说起美国体育场的设计和实用性，我们已经从这个风貌摇身一变。这些新型体育场不仅外观具有未来感，而且通过装置太阳能电池板、 LED 照明和计分牌、废料堆肥设备和窗户的半透明涂层，将有助于让地球变得更干净。以马里兰州巴尔的摩市的 M&T 银行体育场来说，体育场管理处的设施副主任杰夫·普罗扎曼诺表示，这一切都是为了节约能源。
I had the team come into us because they had a stake in the energy, asking us to reduce the electric bill. It was all fiscal at that time. Refrigerators would run empty all year round. I mean, all off season. Coolers would run empty all season long, and then just turn them off.
节约能源不是 M&T 银行体育场和邻近的棒球场、卡姆登球场的精英公园采取绿化措施的唯一原因。菲尔·赫特森为马里兰体育场管理处负责资本计划项目和规划。
We made a conscious effort to address elements that both had a sustainable benefit and also a financial benefit.
M&T 银行体育场和精英公园的努力已经被一个国际评级机构，简称 LEED 的能源与环境设计先锋所认知。HOK 是全球领先的绿色设计、建筑和工程公司之一。该公司声称拥有一座获得 LEED 最高认证的体育场，也就是乔治亚州亚特兰大市的梅赛德斯奔驰体育场。没有球迷会错过体育场四处标志了回收和堆肥字样的垃圾箱，他的目标是要实现零浪费。克里斯·德沃尔德是 HOK 公司的管理合伙人。
It was the largest professional sports facility to achieve LEED Platinum in the entire world. I think that every project that we're able to incorporate sustainability in sports is a great step forward, a great achievement.
有4000块太阳能电池板所产生的可再生能源，足以供电给10场亚特兰大猎鹰队的美式足球赛或13场亚特兰大联合足球队的比赛。马里兰州巴尔的摩的精英公园在1992年启用后的6年内，成为美国第一个获得现有建筑LEED评级的体育场所。美国之音记者梅尔曼，华盛顿报道。
继近10年来首次从美国本土发射载人火箭升空之后，美国航空航天局再次创造了历史。一名宇航员最近历史性的造访了海底的最深处，一起去看一看。
太空探索者并不总是在太空创造历史，有时候他们潜入深海。6月7日，宇航员兼海洋学家凯西·沙利文从关岛沿海潜入太平洋海水下约11公里，到达地球的最深处。沙利文成为首位造访位于马里亚纳海沟底部的挑战者深渊的女性，她也是既到过海底也去过太空探索的第一人。她在推特上发了这张照片，并附上世界海洋日的标签。6月8日是世界海洋日。在这张摄于2003年的照片中，与沙利文一同出现的宇航员帕梅拉·梅尔罗伊入选了本年度的宇航员名人堂。
You know, I have enormous respect and admiration for the people and the former colleagues that sit on the selection committee. And it can't help but make you feel good when people you respect and admire honor you in this way. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
梅尔罗伊的名字将和沙利文及其他 NASA 的受奖人一起刻在佛罗里达州肯尼迪航天中心名人堂展厅里。 NASA 在为登月任务做准备之时，也在关注地球上大自然的鬼斧神工。加州的研究人员正在研究他们戏称为鼻涕宫殿的水下构造，这些类似蝌蚪的生物用他们的粘液在头顶造出复杂的结构，这些粘液为他们提供保护并过滤食物。生物工程师卡卡尼卡提亚解释了这项深海研究。
We're hoping that this opens up, you know, other studies in terms of, you know, how are these structures built? How can we reconstruct them on our own? Like, could we make something similar to this? You know, these are expanding structures that may start like a millimeter in size, but reach a meter across. You know, how can we do that ourselves and build expanding structures?
这些生物是最接近人类的无脊椎近亲，它们建造的结构相当于5层楼的住房。 这项研究可能有一天可以帮到那些正在研究如何在月球建造人类居所的 NASA 的工程师们。最后提一下，天文学家探测到来自遥远星系的一个定期重复的无线电信号，这是有史以来的第二次。位于英国的洛弗尔望远镜捕捉到了这个每157天重复一次的脉冲模式。科学家还不清楚造成这个特别而又令人着迷的现象的原因。美国之音阿拉巴萨迪华盛顿报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。